as you read about all those papers struggling to beat the Reaper, it might surprise you to learn that not every paper is recoiling from the sharp edge of his scythe. I do love grisly metaphors. In our coverage, we've overlooked the newspapers that cater to growing immigrant populations in major cities around the country. El Diario La Prensa, based here in New York City, is the nation's oldest and one of its largest Spanish-language newspapers. Executive editor Alberto Vorvolius explains that El Diario is actually thriving.
El Diario has been the fastest-growing newspaper in America 2 out of the last 3 years. Ad sales have suffered due to the recession, but we're doing better than any other newspaper I know.
So what makes you so special?
Well, I think we're better than all other newspapers, of course. But in addition to that, El Diario knows its readership, and we have a readership that, on the one hand, involves Latinos in the New York, New Jersey area, recent immigrants, as well as people who have been here for several generations. And also our audience is very much a working class, lower middle class audience. We feel that the information we provide to them is essential information that really is most effectively given through a newspaper form rather than through other media.
And why is that?
Many of our readers don't have desk jobs, which means they don't spend all day in front of a monitor checking up on websites to see what the latest news is. And therefore, they take the paper into the office, share it with the people they work with, take it home at night, and share it with their families.
New York has the second largest Hispanic population in the country?
That's correct.
And your audience is pretty diverse.
It's very diverse. In fact, New York has the most diverse Hispanic population I know of. In terms of our readership, we have an important number of readers from every country in Latin America. So we very much know that our readers live, like so many of us, with a foot in two different worlds.
And you don't have the usual international, national, and local desks at the paper. You seem to cover international stories like local stories.
Absolutely. A number of different neighborhoods in New York that are tied to different communities in Latin America. For example, doing some local reporting, we came across a story involving the problems facing the fast-growing Mexican community in Staten Island. And so we did coverage about some harassment issues, possible anti-Hispanic crimes in Staten Island. The reporter figured out that he was interviewing hundreds of people who all came from the same village in Oaxaca. So we sent him to Oaxaca, to that village, and did a little profile connecting up to their families that live in Oaxaca to try to tell the story of why they left, why they send money home, what that money is used for. Often the money that's sent home from Staten Island is far more important to San Marcos than the federal money they receive from the government of Mexico.
So do you think your newspaper offers any lessons to the struggling mainstream papers in the country?
Yes, absolutely. I think it offers very interesting lessons. I hope they don't pay attention, but I think first is that most English language newspapers have tried to reach out to a very broad suburban middle class audience. And as a result of that, working class Americans have been left out of the coverage equation.
Let me just interrupt and say we know why they do that, because middle class people buy the products that are advertised in the papers.
Indeed, it's a more moneyed audience.
Are you giving up that advertising when you focus on the working class?
Well, you gain a different sort of advertising. What you need to do is to be able to connect to an audience. Clearly, the audience that English language newspapers have connected to seem to be deserting them for far more effective and inexpensive means of getting their information. So that's one. Second, we find that we cover issues and neighborhoods where there is really no presence from the English language press. There are large pockets of our society that are simply not covered, and they feel it. They know it. You can see the absence, their absence from the pages if you look at the major newspapers.
A lot of El Diario's success has to do with the fact that it's on paper. The very thing that we all say is passing into the mists of history. Now, you have a pretty robust web presence. Do you ever wonder if as the immigrant population changes, becomes more moneyed, sits in front of a computer screen more, that you might lose or that perhaps you ought to charge for that content?
Well, for us, it's not a matter of losing readers to the internet. It's being able to extend to a whole wider generation of readers. Because we understand that our younger readers prefer to get their news online. And we want to be the place where they get their news.
If your younger readers are getting the information online for free, haven't you simply just postponed the crisis?
Well, no. One of the things that I think is a bit of a misconception is that people think of both immigration and demographic change as if they were waves. The wave comes in and then there's nothing left and you wait for the next wave. But in fact, we have a constantly replenishing pool of readership for our paper edition. In addition to that, we want to reach out to the second and third generation readers who like what we do, the way we cover news, which is different from any other publication. So it's not like the pool is emptying out.
You know, newspapers that cater to immigrants and to non-English speakers, they hardly ever figure into these discussions about the death of the newspaper. Do you ever yell at your radio or television when somebody says newspapers are dead?
Yes, absolutely. I yell all the time. If you look at every major American city, what you have is thriving ethnic media, whether it's newspapers or radio and sometimes television. And it's media that completely exists under the radar. And it's ironic that one of the barriers, the limitations to imagination in terms of newspapers, that if it doesn't happen in English to them, it seems like it doesn't exist, which is sad because I think, you know, ethnic media is doing a lot of very interesting things.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alberto Varvolius is the executive editor of El Diario La Prensa.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.